Harlequin Special Release and Harper Audio present Cowboy True, featuring Maggie's Dad and Champagne Girl by Diana Palmer. Performed by Todd McLaren. Maggie's Dad. Prologue. Rain was peppering down on the roof of the small house where Antonia Hayes's parents lived. It was a cold rain, and Antonia thought absently that she was very glad it was summer, because by early autumn that soft rain would turn to sleet or snow. Bighorn, a small town in northwestern Wyoming, was not an easy town to leave once it was covered in ice. It was rural, and despite having 3,000 inhabitants, it was too small to offer the transportation choices of a larger town. There wasn't even an airport, only a bus station. The railroad ran through it too, but the trains were spaced too far apart to do Antonia much good. She was about to begin her sophomore year in college at the University of Arizona in Tucson, and snow was fairly rare in that area in winter, except up in the mountains. The desert floor had light dustings, but not enough to inconvenience anyone. Besides, Antonia, having just finished her first year there, had been much too busy trying to pass her core courses and heal a broken heart to notice the weather. She did notice the summer heat now, though, she mused, and thanked God for air conditioning. The clock sounded, and Antonia turned, her short blonde hair perky, and her gray eyes full of sadness at having to leave. But fall semester started in less than a week, and she had to get back into her dorm room and set up some sort of schedule. The only comforting thing about going back was that George Rutherford's stepdaughter, Barry Bell, was her dorm roommate, and they got along very well indeed.
"It's been lovely having you home for a whole week," her mother, Jessica, said warmly. "I do wish you could have stayed the whole summer."
Her voice trailed off. She knew, as did Antonia and Ben, her husband, why Antonia couldn't stay in Bighorn very long. It was a source of great sadness to all of them, but they didn't discuss it. It still hurt too much, and the gossip hadn't quite died down even now, almost a year after the fact. George Rutherford's abrupt move to France a few months after Antonia's departure had quelled the remaining gossip. Despite what had happened, George had remained a good, true friend to Antonia and her family. Her college education was his gift to her. She would pay him back every penny, but right now, the money was a godsend. Her parents were well regarded in the community, but lacked the resources to swing her tuition. George had been determined to help, and his kindness had cost them both so much. But George's son, Dawson, and his stepdaughter, Barry, had rallied around Antonia, defending her against the talk. It was comforting to know that the two people closest to George didn't believe he was Antonia's sugar daddy. And of course it helped that Dawson and Powell Long were rivals for a strip of land that separated their respective Bighorn ranch holdings. George had lived on his Bighorn ranch until the scandal. Then he went back to the family home he shared with Dawson and Sheridan, hoping to stem the gossip. It hadn't happened. So he'd moved to France, leaving more bitterness between Dawson and Powell Long. There was no love lost there. But even with George out of the country, and despite the support of friends and family, Sally Long had done so much damage to Antonia's reputation that she was sure she would never be able to come home again. Her mind came back to the remark her mother had just made.
"I took classes this summer," she murmured absently. "I'm really sorry, but I thought I'd better. And some of my new friends went, too. It was nice. Although I do miss being home. I miss both of you."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?